J.J., when you were able to, you got the fumble, then you had a sack and a half early. You kept talking about you were getting it back. Did you feel like you're all the way back now?
I think we're getting closer. I don't think I'm all the way there yet. Definitely felt a little bit better today than I did last week, and I think it's going to continue that way. Short week is obviously going to be a little bit of a challenge, but really looking forward to the game. I think today was just a lot of fun.
How do you feel about you don't give up a touchdown, and then you didn't in the last two quarters against Chicago? Talk about the defensive performance and where you guys are as a defense right now.
I think everybody's playing well. I think it's a whole team effort. I mean, everybody from the front with Vinny and, everybody. Simon and Whitney and JD and the guys in the back end. I mean, all the DBs are playing so well. The linebackers. It's really a whole team effort. And I think it's a lot of fun when you play that way because the ball is flying out. The guys are flying around. Tackles are coming from everywhere. And it's really kind of a race to make a play, which really makes it fun.
When you guys are playing so well, JJ, and you get on a roll, do you guys get a sense that, you know, your confidence is growing and at what and how good this defense could be?
I think it's just a building process. We're just building blocks. We're putting one block on top of the other, and this is a tough football league. That was a good team, a very good football team, and we were talking a little bit in the locker room, and that was a true full NFL game right there. It was a grind. Very good team, and you just had to continue to play all four quarters. There was never a time where you could have a lapse of judgment, have a lapse of focus, and I think our guys did such a good job of really staying locked in the whole game.
Was the only thing they ran, they had some big runs. Y'all haven't been giving up big runs in a long time. What was the key on them being able to do that?
I don't know yet. I got to go watch the film. I'll watch the film and learn from it. Obviously, you want to stop the run first, but I think I don't know what their passing yards were, but I mean, overall, when you hold a team like that to however many points they had, I don't know the exact total. I don't even remember. But they're a very good football team. They're going to get their yards here and there, but overall, we did a good job, and we'll learn from the tape and play a game on Thursday.
Smith, they had a great comeback against San Diego. What was the key of not letting him do that today?
Full team effort. I think the offense running the clock down there in the fourth quarter, not really giving them a ton of time. The defense, we didn't exactly do a great job stopping them, but we did what we had to do in the final drive there and get them to kick a field goal, recover the kick, and get out of there with a win. So it's good to start the season 2-0.
Jake Lazor said before the game that you had this game circled on your calendar specifically to go up against Eric Fisher for this game. Getting a sack and a half in this game and with the way the defense played, do you feel like you got that?
Every game is circled on my calendar. I don't care more about one than the other. We got the win. That's all that matters to me.
National TV Thursday night, what would you like the country to see about this defense?
I just want to go out there and play good. I think we want to go out there and continue to build, continue to grow, handle the short week well. Short weeks are always a little bit tough when you're the road team. So we want to do a good job of handling that. We want to go out there and put up a performance that we're proud of and continue to grow. I mean, these first 2 weeks, there's definitely things we can take away from them and learn. But we want to go up there and put on a solid performance that shows what we're all about and continue to take another step in the right direction.
JJ, do you feel like the fact that Bill has spent the time he spent in New England will give you an advantage defensively to maybe have a little bit more of an edge than you normally have on a short week?
I don't know. I mean, we've played him a couple times before, and it's been a little bit since he's been there. But we'll take whatever advice or anything we can get. They're a very good football team. They're obviously a perennial power in this league. They have some great players, so we're really looking forward to that challenge.
JJ, obviously, revenge is kind of overused, but maybe it's redemption. What happened in the last game against these guys, 30-0, the wild card game, and you had talked about earlier this week, you were beat up in that game. For you to have the performance you did, for the team to win in a kind of an all-around football team way, I mean, is there confidence you take from this game as a team to be able to do it the way you guys did it?
I think it definitely builds confidence. I don't think it necessarily references the past. I think it's more just they're a very good football team, and they're going to do a lot of good things this year. And for us to go out there and have the performance that we did, it definitely helps build your confidence because that's a very strong football team in your conference. And so you want to go out there and start 2-0 and get off hot. And I think we did a good job of that. So it's more about beating a good football team now than it is about revenging an old loss.
You touched on this a second ago, but the offense had the ball for 22 plays in 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. How much of a benefit is that for you guys defensively to kind of keep that energy up and keep attacking?
Yeah, it's a great – they did a great job. I mean, when they run up so much of that clock in the fourth quarter and really don't give them a chance to get the ball back and get in the rhythm, our offense did a great job in putting up points. You know, as a defense, you don't want them to have to put up too many points. We want to be able to take care of our job, but the more points they put up, the better, and I think they did a good job today of getting their job done. Offense is doing a great job.
You mentioned the short week and the challenge that presents. Also, your guys' first road game of the season. What can you do tonight maybe to kind of help start that process of getting ready for Thursday?
Yeah, today it's all about massages, ice tub, float tank, whatever you can do to get healthy. So it's a whole lot of recovery, eating right, getting right sleep. A short week like this, I mean, we have to travel, so we leave whatever Wednesday. And you just have to really take care of your body, then get the proper sleep, eat the proper food, know how to take care of it, and get yourself ready to roll. Especially, I mean, for myself, I know I need to do a really good job, especially considering the situation that I'm in. So, yeah, that's we're professional football players. You got to be a pro, you know?